And yes, we kayak together.
Select again, Mike Boyd of Reno, Nevada.
Continue in that category for two, please.
Okay, anatomy. Oh, the scarecrow needed one.
What is a heart?
No.
All right, Brad, it's your chance to steal.
What is a brain?
Yeah, that's right.
That's $2 for you, Bradley.
Here we go, anatomy for three. It's when you get a real big hole in your stomach.
An ulcer. What is an ulcer?
Not in the form of a question.
So eager yet so far away. Mike, your chance to steal.
What is an ulcer?
That's right.
$3 for you, Mike. Yes, sir. You've taken the lead with that with Eager Beaver Brad Panka. And now, select again for us, please.
Music facts for one, please.
Music facts. Okay. I guess these are all a cowbell, tom-tom, and drums.
What are percussions?
Hey, very good, right.
$1, yes, the raise reminds me when I played with the London Symphony. I was fabulous. That's right. I played the bell. It was exciting. Select again, Mike.
Music facts for two, please.
They have one of my records.
He put the hoe in hoe down.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, you won't remember this guy's name.
Brad Frank, a chance to steal.
Gosh, what was that guy's name? I can't even think of it.
Insane Shane.
Oh.
Shane.
Insane Shane.
From the Buffalo area.
There's a rooster in the hen house.
Oh, yes, a rooster. And also on my fleshy little highway. Feels like there's a rooster down there right now. But it's okay. I'm going to let him stay a while. Mike, you're in control.
Let's close up that category.
All right, music facts for three. Number of keys on a standard piano.
What is 64?
Brad, your chance to steal.
What is 72?
Now, those 88
keys, piano keys, or George Hamilton's smile. Take a pick. Mike, you're in control.
TV moms for one.
Okay, let's fly through this one. Let me see. She was mom to Marcia, Jan, and Cindy.
Who is Mrs. Brady?
Yeah, but I need her name. Sorry.
Brad, your chance to steal.
I have no clue what her name is.
That would be Carol Brady.
Come on, boys.
Carol Brady.
Try harder. We're not having scoring. That's the whole idea of the game. That's what keeps it moving. It's like NASCAR. And Mike, you're in control.
Two, please.
Oh, you get she's mom to Bart, Lisa, and Maggie.
Who is Marge Simpson?
Right there, you go right.
Barely spit it out, boy.
Here we go.
She did a good job.
TV moms for three. She is mom to Allie, Jeffrey, and Michael.
Who is Rebecca Keaton?
Brad, your chance to steal. This one's a stumper for me, too.
Who is Marge Simpson?
I was going to guess Mrs. McBeal.
Deborah Barone.
Deborah Barone.
You know.
Yes. Everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah. Right.
That's a fantastic show. It was never good before Ted Danson. The set complains of her odor, I hear. All right, Mike, you're in control.
Best week ever for one, please.
Last category on the big board. Big, fat, loser, American Idol.
Who is Scott Stable?
Right.
That boy's got a future, I called him. I telegrammed him. Select again, Michael.
Two, please.
Best we give her for two. Where the runaway bride ran to before she ran to Albuquerque?
Where is Las Vegas, Nevada?
Right.
Hooray, Sin City. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It might involve pudding. All right, select again, Mike.
Okay, let's close out that category for three.
Okay, he says he banged Paula Abdul.
Who is Corey Clark?
Corey Clark.
$3 for you. Is that the end of the first round?
That's it.
How about you, Jeopardy, Don Geronimo?
That's it, Jiminy.
Does it make you sad when the games come to an end? You don't like the end of things, do you, Don? Football season, NASCAR.
It's fine with me.
Also, the end of American Idol. It's going to make you very disappointed, this one.
I'll find something else.
All right, that's good. Just want to check your mental pulse. Keep my finger on it, if you will. No problem at all. That is the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. We've got two fine contestants.
Who's got what, Jiminy?
We've got $16 with Mike. And Brad finishes with $5.
It's going to be a tough final round. Guys, good luck. Final low budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet at all.
Here's your category. I'm terribly sorry. Splenda.
The category is Mamo.
Mamo. Mrs. Glick. I have such a fine memory of Mrs. Glick. She was such a wonderful inspiration.
Happy Mother's Day.
Mamo.
This was the first state to observe Mother's Day in 1910.
Oh,
all right, guys.
I hate those questions about Europe.
First day to observe Mother's Day in 1910. Mike and Brad, don't forget answering the fourth question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive
Jiminy Glick yeast.
Oh, yeast? You know, for years, as long as I can remember, the Glicks have been baking. And for miles around, friends have
raved about the creation
coming out of the Glick kitchen. And now you can get the secret ingredient. We make our own yeast. Yes, we do. I think you'll agree that my yeast
makes breads and rolls taste better.
Because my yeast is homemade and so fresh, you'll swear you have an infection. Jiminy Glick yeast, demand it, boy. Now back to final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Is that yeast made anywhere near that footpath we were talking about?
The yeast is being made as we speak.
The fun bridge.
The fleshy fun bridge.
The kitchens are always open for Jiminy
Glick yeast.
Tough to say sometimes, though. Sure. Now here we are at the end of the game.
Who do we want to talk to first, Jiminy?
Brad Franca of Oakdale, California. I love that mountain resort.
All right, Brad, it's the first state to observe Mother's Day in 1910.
What is New York?
I'm sorry, boy. Knocks you out of the game. Management's so happy.
Here you go, Mike. No pressure, but if you got it right, you're the big wiener.
I guess what is Florida?
No.
No, you're wrong, wrong, wrong. You could have tried harder, both of you.
The answer is West Virginia.
West Virginia. I love the Pacific Northwest.
And that means, it's the type of game that Yellen FM will love. We're giving away no money today.
And Don Geronimo is sad because it is over, like all things have to end. Do you miss the farm, Don?
Every day, Jimmy.
Of course you do. Yes, there are you old farmhand.
Mike and Brad, don't go away, Matt. Just go away.
There's a rooster in that house.
Here's Jiminy Glick.
You're in the hen house.
To tell you, it's a genius.
To tell you what you've won, Jiminy.
First of all, thanks so much. You've been dears for playing the game. Mike and Brad, the show business careers are beginning for both of you. And I hear your gifts.
Are you ready, boys?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
It's a Vermont teddy bear.
I want one, too.
And a Vermont teddy bear for Mother's Day.
Handmade in America and guaranteed for life.
Call 1-800-829-BEAR or online at VermontTeddyBear.com. They work up there in the beautiful part of this United States in the Deep South, and they make wonderful teddy bears for you and yours. Yes, of course.
I've been there, boy. I've traveled the world. Yes, sir.
I love the Catskills, don't you? It's good times for all.
Great to be here. Thanks for playing, boys, and we'll see you on the flip side.
Mike and Brad, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right, dudes. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
And Jiminy Glick.
I just think it's so wonderful that you, Don Geronimo, open your heart and let the challenge to play these games.
Have you always been a supporter of Special Olympics? Of course you have. Don't be modest, boy.
Wave your horn. Toot your bell. There it is.
Didn't sound like any horn or bell ever.
Oh, I like that. So many sound effects, so little time.
Uh-huh.
What's the other one?
Stay tuned for news and comment on the Don and Mike Show.
Listen to him. He's wonderful.
Yeah. Share the recipe, boy. We all crave it.
That's your gift.
Thank you.
That's what you do.
You've got a gift. Share it with the world.
Time for Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio is strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's wonderful.
Me.
He made it up.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Hey, Jiminy.
So wonderful. He can still perform for you and with you as he's battling that terrible cancer.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you, Buzz Burbank.
You like the wig?
You're doing a wonderful job. Look at that. It's so natural.
Yeah. What's your lead story tonight? I'm losing comments.
Tonight,
Buzz.
NBC tries to snatch 24 away from Fox.
Oh, showbiz gossip.
That's right.
He's digging, boy.
For you,
getting the
Jiminy.
Stories each and every day.
That's right.
Going underneath the underbelly.
For you, man.
That's your gift, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you.
That's Jiminy. What you do. You... Keep up the appetite, boy.
I'll try.
Jiminy, that was very...
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Working amongst the drones, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, get a chance to go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. See all the pictures from yesterday with the great balls of fire. You get the audio highlights.
You ain't got to run it.
little download feature for you there.
All right.
And, of course, don't forget we're whores. We got a big store.
It's a significant store, and, you know, it is Mother's Day this weekend. Yeah.
So you still got time to get your mom that raw Mexico shirt. Buzz, Burbank, news and comments.
Extra long.
Brought to us by Viramax.
Someone called for a doctor.
The world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. It's number one because it works as doctor developed. I played that.
Someone called for a doctor.
Same too early. Call 1-888-TRI-VMAX. Now here's a man who loves this song as much as I do.
That's
you
true.
Do, don't you, buddy?
I sing it along with it every time.
Here he is. Howdy.
I'm Donna Mike.
Hi, fag.
Hi. NBC is desperate to get back into the big three among the TV networks, so it's trying to grab the hit show 24 away from Fox. The network wars have been nastier this year than they've ever been. First, ABC tried to hurt American Idol with its not-so-impressive primetime investigation, and now this. Fox has less than 2 weeks to announce its new fall lineup. Advertisers want to know now so they can plan how to spend their advertising dollars in the year to come. Negotiations between the makers of 24 and Fox have been difficult. The irony is, the maker of 24 is a company called 20th Television, which is part of the same company that owns the Fox TV network.
But, you know, didn't they have the same deal on NBC for a long time?
Yes.
But NBC owned and operated all of those shows like, what, Mike?
But nothing.
What?
I just went for one of my waters, and I realized that it had been, it has
Robert
blue cheese and Oreo.
You may want a fresh one.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, see,
yeah, that's gross.
That was fresh.
That is gross.
Mm-hmm. And there's a tooth in it.
Friends was owned by NBC.
Right.
And I think there was talk that they were going to shop it to another network at the very end when they were to hold them up for more money.
Right.
There are a bunch of shows that have jumped networks.
It's not uncommon. It's happened over the years.
But a lot of times it's with loser shows. You know what's really ruined it is like having the WB.
Right.
Because now you have a show that, like, was that Grounded for Life?
Grounded for Life, yes.
Couldn't make it on Fox.
Right.
So it's on the WB,
right.
And even though it gets half the audience on the WB, it's a hit.
And it hangs in there.
Yeah, and it stays on the air.
Until now, and of course, now it's been canceled.
Oh, has it really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to shoot my TV tonight.
The WB is where shows go to die. So along comes We Desperately Need a Hit, NBC, ready to bid higher than the Fox network. Hit shows do, but rarely, switch networks. No matter how this turns out, the makers of 24, including Kiefer Sutherland, are about to get a very nice raise.
All right, hold on, Rob.
Bid high, bid to buy.
Give me a book here.
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
Oh, it's the director of TV shows.
Here are the books that were on, the shows that were on three networks.
Uh-huh.
On all three, NBC,
oh, cool.
ABC, CBS.
Wonderful World of Disney, I know, is one.
That's right.
That's one, Buzz. Also, Father Knows Best.
Uh-huh.
Smothers Brothers, Comedy Hour.
Huh.
Steve Allen Show. That.